fire us up.
How does a team learn to finish game when you have it? Control and what goes into that?
I mean, I think really, you know, finish game, just, you know, minimize mistakes and just try to everybody, you know, just be together. I think, you know, we just have to finish. Yeah, I mean, to answer your question.
You feel like it's something this team still has to learn to do?
I mean, we're professional athletes, so I think that everybody should know, you know, how to finish. We just gotta find it, you know, deep down in the heart. You know, just gotta find it somewhere and to finish that game, obviously. But you know, obviously, again, we didn't finish, so we just move on to next week and hopefully we put in that situation again, and we were able to finish the game.
Fletch, it looks like the last two games with Benny out of there, you've been seeing a few more double teams. Would that be safe to say?
I mean, I see it, and I just got to fight through it, and you know that, you know, teams, you know, they're going to know where I'm at, they're going to know where I line up at. I just have to embrace the challenge, I think, and, you know, fight through it and, you know, do whatever it takes to help this team win.
Fletcher, Josh said that he thinks most professional athletes own guns for protection. Has that been your experience that you think most guys do, and if so, how big of a threat is that?
I think, you know, as an American citizen, you know, you're allowed to own a gun. I am a hunter, and, you know, I own a few guns.
As far as protection goes, have you ever felt the need to have one for protection, being a professional athlete and maybe having a target on you because of that?
I mean, just depend on just what's the situation, I think. You know, I think, you know, most professional athletes, you know, do own, you know, a firearm. You know, it could be, you know, for protection, family, you know, family needs, you know, family, protect their family, or, you know, just other things like me, man. You know, I'm a big hunter, so, I mean, I love my firearms.
But you've gotten to know Doug since he got hired, and you've seen him deal with a lot of, with several issues, off-the-field issues since then. I mean, have you admired the way he's handled a lot of these as far as dealing with you guys and dealing with the people that have been involved?
Yes, I think he's doing a real good job at it, man. He just come to the leaders on his team and say, hey, we got to get behind that guy and keep his confidence up. You know, we can't forget that Josh is a teammate. You know, he is a player for the Philadelphia Eagles. And, you know, everybody support him. We know that, you know, sometimes that, you know, people make bad decisions, but we support, you know, decisions, you know, good or bad. And we just got to, you know, rally behind Josh and stay behind him the whole way through.
Hey, Fletch, as far as the education you guys get from the Players Association or the organization, do they give you, like, concrete details? Because this is kind of a interesting situation, South Philly, Jersey, the difference between laws. Did they get into that with you, or is it just more personal responsibility?
No, you know, actually, you know, we do have, you know, meetings about the different gun laws in different states.
Okay.